It's no accident that sounds like you're leveling up in a video game. 48% of 18 to 29-year-olds have an online dating profile.
Make them work for it.
45% of people say they're more frustrated with this form of dating than hopeful.
There are so many people you can connect with.
Should I swipe right?
Swipe wrong!
Swipe wrong!
Setting the record straight on dating apps. Everyday people telling everyday stories of the swipe right world with your host, Chaos.
Well, I know he had a good time.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and of course, good night. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Swipe Wrong podcast. I'm that guy. I'm your host. I'm your host, Chaos. I don't know where it became the moniker of I am that guy, but it seems to be sticking and working, and we're going to roll with it. Welcome to the number one podcast amongst Amish strippers everywhere. Everywhere. They're everywhere, and we're the number one show with them. It's good to see you guys. It's good to be a part of it. It's good to be back each week, bringing you guys something, hopefully, that you're enjoying. Let me do the housekeeping. Let me slow my roll a little bit and do the housekeeping for just a second. Please like, follow, share, subscribe, send to your friends. Help keep doing what you guys are doing and get the word out there. The word is really the show gets listened to pretty well, but through the YouTube feed more than anything. So it seems like everyone's jumping on. So hi to everybody who is on the YouTube feed. Thank you so much. You can see me. You can see the guests. You can see the people that come on. So thank you, but really continue to like, follow, subscribe. We want to hear everybody's stories. 317-426-6616. You can text that number, you can call, leave messages, whatever you want to do. We're just happy that we have so many people that we get to talk to and hear stories from, and it's great. Yeah, and Gray is definitely coming in the beard, as you can see if you are on the YouTube channel. Pick up the Musician's Playbook. Jay did a fantastic job with that. Jay does the amazing job with the show. I'm getting this one to him a little bit late, and I feel awful about it. So hopefully it doesn't ruin his plans this weekend, or we just may get a rerun last week, it's because I jacked it up. It's my fault. So sorry about that. I didn't get the episode in time. So this week, I wanted to do something a little bit different. Anyway, I've been wanting to do this for a little while. We've had people who have reached out over, I guess it's been about a year and a half since we've been recording the show. I'm sorry, it's been almost 2 years since we've been recording the show, about a year and a half since we've been dropping episodes, somewhere in that area. And over the time of doing it, we've gotten some text messages, we've got some emails. And so I wanted to dip into the mailbag a little bit. And when I need, I have two people, you'll recognize them. It's pretty much my sister and my brother, one of my sisters and one of my brothers, I should say. They're on the show often, but I wanted to go through the mailbag with them. And then it turned into some of their stories as well. And hopefully you guys get as much fun listening to this episode as we all had doing it. So, the feedback is pretty cool. I appreciate the text messages. I appreciate the emails. Let me step that back. Jay and I appreciate the text messages. We appreciate the emails. Sometimes they'll be sent directly through the line, and I'll forward them on to Jay. And there's sometimes when we feel like we're doing the show to people who may not be listening, people, you know, you just never know what's going to happen with it. And even though you see the numbers, you're not sure if you're impacting people. And this time we're like, hey, this is pretty damn cool. So decided to share it with some of you guys, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. So sit back, relax, put your feet up, grab your popcorn, get it buttered, throw some caramel in there if you want to. If you're in traffic, be careful. Please don't hit that person next to you. And enjoy this week's episode we're calling The Mailbag.
Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions or any entities they represent. This podcast is about dating experiences. It is not to say one dating app is better or worse than another.
So usually what happens is, like, I'm like, all right, I need to do a certain, like, special show, or I have a topic that I kind of want to cover, and I have two people that are my go-to. My brother and one of my sisters. My other sister doesn't even know this show exists, I don't think. I don't think she has idea.
Does she?
She never says anything about it. She's like, all right, let's talk about horror movies and things.
Well, she says all the nice things behind your back.
Oh, okay. She doesn't say any mean things to my face, but maybe she says mean things behind my back too. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all balances out.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I've earned it. Big brother earns all the bad, like, I mean, it's fine. It's how it
comes with the territory.
Yes, that's true. So we have either whatever personality she wants to bring to the equation, the Beachinista or the Date Like a Dude, my sister, who is here.
I could just be bipolar and just do both.
That could be a topic of discussion. Mike and I have talked about that many times. So not with you, obviously, because you are not. And then I think the dude that gets on the show more than any other dude, like, I think you represent 90% of the dude shows, Mike, on the show. So it's
crazy.
Does that
make me the rule, bro? I thought I was the exception. Does that make me the rule?
You're the exceptional rule. How's that?
All right, yeah. I'll take that one.
You're the exceptional rule. It's like, as I've seen all the episodes that I've done over the past, or Jay and I have done over the past 2 years, roughly, it is seriously 90% women. I didn't think it would have that big of a disparity, but it's seriously 90% women.
I wonder why that is. Mandy, what do you think? Why is that? Do you think women are more eager to share stories and men are more reserved and maybe, like, you know, I don't want people to judge me, or is it something else?
Yeah, no, I think that's totally it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, when I think of when I talk to guys, I'm like, so what do you do when you prepare for a date? I go out on a date. That's when you talk to women. It's like background check, you know, share with my girl. Well, a lot of women do. You are definitely the exception, not the rule. So, I mean, you know, but more like, you're the dude in the equation, but most women are a little different.
Yeah, women are talkers. They'll tell you, it could be one full episode of them sharing all the details about their dates. So I think we're just natural born talkers, sharers, overshares.
Well, I would assume that most of the time in those scenarios, like, dudes are going to skip those details. You know, dudes will just give you the beginning, the middle, and the end. This is what you got. We met here. We had drinks. It was good. You know, that's it.
Yeah, there's actually studies on that.
Yeah,
like,
not the men, what she's wearing, not the, you know, all that stuff. Yeah.
The amount of words that men use are significantly less than women. Like, they've done studies on it, and, like, men are, it was some crazy number about how women talk way more, and then men just condense, shorten, straight to the point.
If you took out four letter words, I wouldn't talk at all. I mean,
that goes for me as well. Yeah,
it'd be over. But to what you're saying, like, I don't like talking about myself. I'll do the show. I'll do other stuff. But, like, if I'm talking to somebody new, I will crack. I will make jokes. I will talk about sports and anything. But if they say, well, how was your childhood? I don't want to talk about it. I had a great childhood. I had two amazing sisters. My mom was awesome. My dad was awesome. I had, you know, there's some thug life in there. That's for sure. But I don't like talking about it. Like, there's some stuff I just want to leave out. Like, I don't know. So, but I'll just listen. So the women that are talkers, those are the ones I kind of want to hang out with for a little while, because I don't want to talk.
They make life easier. Dates easier. Just let them yammer on.
I talk enough on the show. I mean, I talk enough. Okay, so what I wanted to do on the show is, one, talk to you two, but I also, like, we're going to call it the mailbag episode, because over the course of, I guess, almost 2 years, we're not quite there yet. Actually, we're about a month or two away from recording episodes for 2 years, but September was the drop, the first episode drop for 2 years, which, Mandy, I think you were the third episode, if I remember right, something like that. Yeah, I think you were, so... You've been around since the inception. So I wanted to.
OG. OG.
Yeah, you definitely
like
are.
Always. The story of your life.
Story of my life.
Been around forever.
Usually the last one is the mic drop, and you were the last one, so you were the mic drop. That's for sure. First one was just, you know, whatever, you know, I had to make sure I broke all the rules. So you had it the easiest.
Yeah, I did have it the easiest.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
They're like, this one already tore shit up. We're done. We don't want to do anything
else. Yeah. Yeah. It's all did everything. I got to be free as a bird.
So I want to go through a text message I received and then a couple of, the other ones I will just paraphrase. But this was a message I received, was probably one of the first ones, the mailbag episode about the show. And I'm going to read this one as best I can. And then just your thoughts or anything just on what is said here. So here it comes. It's from a wonderful young lady who is actually in the Chicago area, Mike, but it's no Chicago area person that you've introduced me to, just somebody from that area. So to be honest, I thought about your podcast before this hiking issue. She had sent me something in another platform, but I matched with a man over my favorite movie. Like they were talking about their favorite movie or something and they had a connection. He lives 4 hours away. So basically meeting would be difficult and asked if I was up for a phone call. Figured out it was safe and I could do it because he wasn't going to end up in my doorstep anytime soon. So we talk and he talks and he talks and he talks after we just talked about guys not talking. She found the one on the planet that does and talks. I think he felt super comfortable with me, which is a wonderful compliment, but he talked for hours, mostly about his last two exes, which at first the first hour, LOL, was fine because we're going to get to know one another, etc. By 2+ hours of it became exhausting, consistently hearing these girls' names. I did tell him that I was happy he was sharing. However, would he be comfortable if I kept saying another guy's name over and over and over and over again? Like Mike did this, Mike did that, Mike. And this is legit what she wrote. This isn't me just, you know, and she doesn't, I don't think she knows you anyway. It wasn't just that. Something about our conversation had me realizing how people are so broken the older they get. And for the moment, this was taking everything I felt so hopeless. All right, so I was read a little weird. Like, how do new relationships even compete when the trauma of a 40-plus-year-old person carries so heavy? Dating the concept seems so simple, but it's clearly not. That's what she said.
A great
lot
question.
To unpack there, right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
clearly I left an impact.
You.
Mike.
Oh, and yeah. Luckily, you weren't the one that didn't shut up.
Mandy, go ahead. You take first crack.
Oh, boy. Well, I've been in that scenario before. And I think, oh, yeah. Yeah. It was back to probably episode, if I could remember. And it was the guy in the open relationship. The married one in the open marriage.
Yeah.
And he would do that and it would irritate me. But I didn't say anything about it. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's what we're gonna do. So I did the same thing. Like I just started like talking about like all these other guys and I was just like, oh my god, yeah, this one is so great. Like he's just like he trained me a few times and he was just like so wonderful. And he got so upset in his feelings, like, oh my God. And it made me laugh. So she did the right thing. I think she did the right thing bringing up, because she said she brought up other guys, right?
She gave the scenario of a what if to him.
Oh, it was a what if.
Yeah. Okay. How would you feel if I did this as opposed to just start like, here's the thing. The date like a dude is a little cutthroat and I love her. So that was definitely more the cutthroat move, and I think it got the message across.
Yeah.
She was just doing a what if, because she actually, the next message she sent was a confession. I told him I had to get up early to go to the gym and it was already late. He said, can't we just keep talking? And he went on for another hour. So she's like, maybe I'm too nice. And I was like, probably.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to continue on the conversation about her, like, yeah, like we can stay another hour. Like I'll skip the gym or go later. That right. would be
well,
fine.
And I think it's tough too, right? Because like we don't have context of the conversation, but if he's just talking about exes, he's just talking about women. Like, was he talking about, you know, his journey in relationships and why they've ended? Or was it like, this bitch is crazy and these are all the things that I hated about her? Or was he like, yeah, this chick loved it when I did this and it was so hot? Or was, you know what I mean? But like, I think to one extent, mentioning an ex, first of all, that's faux pas to begin with. You don't go on a date with someone to tell them about somebody else. Duh. That dude needs to read that chapter of the book. But but I think on the other side of it too, like I had a scenario where I went out with a chick once and we had that conversation of like, you know, previous experiences, and she got kind of on that hook where she wanted to tell me about this guy and he was amazing and he was everything, but she wouldn't say his name. And like, she kept referencing him throughout this conversation and how it was really hard and I really liked him and all this other stuff. And finally I was like, why won't you say his name? She's like, oh, I don't even want to say his name. It's like, yeah, but like, that's fucking weird to me. Like, why don't you want to say his name? Like, are you still hung up on this dude so badly that we can't say his name? And like, she finally was like, fine, I'll just tell you. And she said his name, and Brad or whatever it was. I was like, no, see, now let me ask you, now that you've said his name out loud, like, what's changed in our conversation? And she got super uncomfortable and was like, well, I gotta go. Like, this isn't.
That was a good question. Honestly, that was perfect.
This isn't for me. I don't know who this guy is, but clearly you need to have a conversation with him. Good luck.
Yeah, but clearly it's not done.
I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this.
Good. That was the right move. Yeah, that's very strange. Like don't get me wrong. Like there is a time and a place to have the past conversation. Like I think that should come up and be considered when you're moving forward with somebody. Like that's legit. But if it's just like constant, it just seems kind of inappropriate, then step over the line.
Hours. I mean, if this dude's talking for hours, like
hours.
Come on, let's keep in mind, this is the first phone conversation they've had. Like this is it. This isn't a date. This is a, hey, let's have a phone conversation. And hours, look, and hours on the phone can be awesome. Hours talking about exes on your first phone call. I mean, bro, the only stimulation you're gonna get that night, bro, is if you masturbate with a cheese grater, because you ain't getting shit. I mean, come on.
Well, then, you know, like, I guess we don't know what was their dialogue over text message or the app prior to the phone call, right? Like, was it a long exchange and then it was a call? Because you said 4 hours away, the odds of them meeting are probably slim.
Yeah.
And he has to think that too. And it was his idea, right? So here's a dude that's like,
yeah, hey, he did offer it away.
You're 4 hours away. Let's have a call on the phone to talk. And then, like, I don't know, what's the end game with that one? Like, where are you going? Where are you going after 2 hours of X talk?
But let's
with a chick you're never going to meet.
You're right. We don't have context, but let's put it this way. Just as a fucking rule, if you're a dude and you're having a conversation, just don't talk about the exes on the first phone call. Like that is a rule that will get you further than if you do talk about the exes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Absolutely. But I think that was like a good, like when you're on the phone and having a great conversation for hours, that, and even if it's long distance, like, I think that's actually, I've been there before and it's like, there's actually, you know, if it's worth it, like, which in the past it has. So it's
right,
not like a complete
loss.
Let's
be honest, though. You're right. Let's be honest. If it's a good conversation, if it's listening to somebody for hours, it may not be. Like, it's counterproductive.
Exactly. It has to have all the right components to it. The chemistry, there has to be like just an inherent knowing of like common sense of like the X factor and how frequently you're engaging in that conversation.
There's this crazy thing called dialogue. It's called dialogue. Yeah. It's crazy.
I was going to say conversations normally are two way though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Right. So, I mean, props to her. Kind, wonderful, caring person. And maybe dude is just so broken and he's got some stuff to work on. And you know what? Maybe he was holding a picture of a fish in his profiles and they should have known then not to swipe on him.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope that was the case.
Somebody please help me. What is the female equivalent of a dude holding up a fish in the camera? Like, what do you think the female equivalent of that is in the pictures?
Well, he's definitely trying to look like proud and strong, and that to him is translating like attractability in his mind, but totally missing it where it's like if you want to play it right, like you should appeal more to like your mom or like your family or like your nephew or your niece or your sister. Kids or something. Or your sister. Yeah. Yeah. Like you show that and not the pictures with like surrounded by a bunch of chicks, like, oh, I get all these bitches. Well, what are you doing on this fucking thing? Like, if you get all these bitches, like, you're an idiot. You look like an idiot.
So I want to visit that real quick. I'm gonna say duck face is the equivalent for women. That's what,
bro. I was thinking the picture of the duck face, but like when it's at the angle where my boobs are smashed together, I look tiny profile.
I love that angle
down. You know what I'm talking about? I can't like that one.
Yeah. Wait, was that your duck face? By the way, was that your duck?
Oh, I don't know. I was just giving a kissy.
Oh, okay. But, you know. All right. I just got to work on your duck face game. I think Mandy.
Yeah, I'm definitely out of practice with that.
Yeah, me too.
But that combo is the equivalent of a dude holding a little bluegill, I think.
Miss Date Like a Dude, are you saying you've seen a lot of guys' profiles surrounded by women in their pictures?
Oh,
this
yeah.
Sounds like it's something. Oh, yeah. Shit. Is this common?
It's been a while since I've been on Tinder. It's probably been at least a year, but that was one of the things that I would see. And I'm like, I just want to hit like because I just want to talk shit to this guy. Like, I just want to ruin his soul right now. Just kidding. Not that deep, but I just want to like.
Just kidding. Yeah. Psych. Right. You do.
Kidding. You know, I just get a little dramatic.
Feels like good to humble people from time to time. You can say it. Yeah. It's all right.
Well, they're just asking for it. It's all I'm saying.
And it's been a long time since I've been on Tinder. But on Tinder, I think you can comment on the picture, right? Before you even match. So I think if you see that picture, I think you can post a comment.
You can
send
a message.
I think you can do that on the Facebook
app. You can like send them a little note.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's that's on the Facebook one too. It's like, because if you see the picture.
Wait, Facebook has a dating portion?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's had it for a while.
It's the algorithm's kind of jacked up because it'll normally give you people states away, but you know.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Facebook has it, and I thought it was the dumbest thing ever. And then someone brought up a really good point. It was actually the one the He Knew She Was Faking It episode or where he said the nice thing about the Facebook dating profile is you can find the actual Facebook page of the person sometimes to verify that it's not a bot and that it's a real person. Like, oh, that's cool. Oh, stalker. Okay. Way to go, stalker. All right. So
hey, that's one way to do some research, right?
Oh man. And the interesting thing about that dude, that was like probably my favorite episode. Cause that thing was just crazy. The chick
was a wild story.
Yeah. That was a wild story. But like a month later, he was harassing some girl on, like, are we dating the same guy? Like he ended up posted on one of the sites and how I was like, all right, dude, you're crazy. All right. Anyway, side note. Anyway,
that's awesome.
People are just strange. All right. So that's a thing. Dude surrounded by women. The dude with the fish equivalent for women is duck face. That's what we're going to go with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to paraphrase this next email I got. It was a story that was told to me by a young lady in the military. And I'm not going to read it this time, but I'm just going to kind of tell you guys and you can react how you want. So it won't have as many details, but I also won't lose my place as much as I feel like I did on the last one. So girl on this dude, they go out, they meet up. They'd been talking for just a little while, not terribly long. Extremely attracted to each other. Go out to a bar, meet up fairly early in the evening, and decide there's chemistry here. Let's go back to, I think it was his place. That's right. Let's go back to his place. They go back to his place. They have a couple of drinks, and they start hooking up. And they do everything. She goes down on him. You know, they play, you know, pickup sticks with their butt cheeks. They go on. They get freaky. They have sex, and they have a great time. One. Yeah, it's good. Whoever wins really loses.
Or wins. You never know.
Never know. So they have great sex and all that. And, you know, they were vibing, and she's like, man, why don't we go, grab a bite to eat? And you know, it's still early, you know, we've definitely worked up an appetite. So yeah, it sounds like a great idea. And so he lived in like a loft, and, they get dressed, they put on their clothes, they head downstairs, you know, he opens the door for her, walks her out, closes the door, locks the door, goes back upstairs. Right? Your reaction is exactly what I was like, oh my God, what the hell is that? Yeah, I mean,
I've done that one before.
You've done that one before?
Minus all the activity beforehand. It was leading up to all of that.
Okay, so wait, hold on. There's no leading up. Yep, gotta tell the whole story, sis.
Yeah. Well, grab your drink. So there's this guy I've known from my before place, the pool house, where I used to live, and in Redondo. And so it was like the equivalent of a frat house, as you know. And so I met like a lot of guys through like the roommates and stuff like that. And there's one in particular that I was kind of like, wasn't really sure. I was interested, but we're friends, but interested, it would kind of go back and forth. But anyway, a couple years go by and I'm now here, and he ends up moving like just a few doors down from me. And we'd been flirting and, you know, flirting with the whole idea. And so there was one night he came over. It was like really late, and we end up in my room. None of my roommates are home. So we're just like laughing and like, you know, whatever. But the entire time it was a solid no. I was like, no, like I got my answer. Like, I'm not really like into him like that. But he's just like this frat boy, he's just like so loud, and there's nothing wrong with frat boys, I love them, but he was just so obnoxious, and like he was like kind of hammered, so it made it even more obnoxious. So he was mentioning something at his, he wanted to go back to his house and you want to bring me with him, and I was making him believe that I was gonna go with him. I was like, okay, yeah let's totally go. And then it's my front door, and then like he goes out, and then I shut the door. I was like, you know what? I'll meet you there. And then I shut the door. He never showed up. So mad at me. Needless to say, we haven't talked since. I saw him like once after, and he was so mad at me.
That's like the opposite of the Irish goodbye.
Yeah, no shit.
The whole buildup like was an accumulation of probably like 3 years. Of like us going back and forth talking, and so finally I was like, okay, this is the moment where I'm gonna figure out like if I'm gonna go for it or just no. And it was a no. He just like would not like get the point. So I just was like, I have to trick him. So I tricked him, and I was like, all right, yeah, let's go. I'm right behind you. And I was like, oh, I'll meet you there. Bye.
You know what I love about having this forum on the show, especially with you, is I think you forget about a lot of your stories. And then when we start talking about some stuff, you're like, oh, I did that once. But like
when you have the tennis ball and you throw it, but you don't throw it, and the dog takes off and you just walk away.
Yeah.
Like you literally, you tricked your puppy, Mandy. You tricked your puppy.
All right. So I got to go back. I got to go back. Hang on real quick. Mike's reaction was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Let's go back to this because I still think that's my answer. You know what sucks too is like that was there is zero doubt in my mind that that was totally premeditated. That dude knew exactly what the game plan was. Like, and not knowing like if there was conversation, you know, or whatever, but like, man, to like open escort door behind. See you later. Thanks a lot. Ooh, boy. That's dirty.
Kind
of
makes
me dirty. Oh, my God. Like, he wasn't getting it. I think I was giving him all kinds of signs. Like, no, 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 no. Even though we were in my bed under my covers and like, I'm like, no, no, I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. The
okay,
dude
I'm going
on
to hell anyway, so
the, no, you're not. The dude on the date, though, I'm kind of thinking that wasn't the first time he's done that.
No way, no,
no way.
It sounded really swift, so he seems like he's well practiced.
Yeah, that sounds like you were saying, gesture. like I think he was. That was the plan. Like, all right, let's see if we can get back to the room early, and then done. And then it's like you're just like. Honestly, like I hear these stories. I hear stories all the time. People's experiences. That's what I love about this show. This is, I'm just, even this, I was like, what? Jesus.
Yeah. That takes some. You know, how do you feel if you're on the receiving end of watching that door lock in front of you, right?
Like, oh, totally.
Man.
He's asking for it. He's asking for it.
Yeah.
Karma's coming. Karma's coming for that.
Yeah. Like you talk about no empathy, just no, like, just. Be like she could, but he might have been like, if he would have said, hey, that was fun, I had a great time, not vibing, don't want to, you know, like she might feel the same, like it did, but that's just like,
yeah,
oh man,
or make up something, be like, he doesn't feel good or something, I don't know, like it, but to just be that cold,
yeah,
like
that's fucked
that's a whole other level.
Jack Bauer is going to kill this man one day. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you guys don't know, watch yourself some 24. That was one of the best shows on TV ever. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, and then here I have another. It's just, this was a text message that came through a while ago. And it was from a girl. And she doesn't know what to do about a situationship and how she's going to get out of a situationship. She feels like she just can't find her way out of it. So I guess let me expand. She texted, I would say probably about a year ago. And the reason why she felt like she couldn't is because it almost like she didn't feel like there was supposed to be a breakup in there. It just felt like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore and move on, and didn't really run into the scenario. And she wasn't sure because of how it felt like it was something that they both understood, but she just couldn't get away and didn't know what to do. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. So I figured I'd consult.
She felt trapped?
Yeah, she felt trapped.
Do we know what he was doing to make her feel trapped?
Yeah, like where did the feeling come from?
The he just wouldn't leave her alone. Like he kept calling
texting.
And kept coming, and kept coming over and stuff, and I think because in her mind, and now I'm totally guessing because it was totally like a since there wasn't like an official breakup or something, then it was hard to move on from it. I know, sounds obscure. Maybe I should have been more detailed, but I didn't have more details from a year and a half ago.
Well, I think sometimes
mind goes. Oh, go ahead.
So let me walk it back. How do you guys feel about situationships? How's that? Why don't we just go there?
Oh, okay.
I mean, they hold their place. I think if two people understand the scenario and what's going on, then whatever. What I was going to say in regards to the whole feeling trapped thing is like some people are just too nice and they don't know how to be teethy. And it sounds to me that if a dude won't go away and just keeps calling and texting and calling and texting or whatever, you know, I mean, women have every right to say, listen, dude, like, fuck off. And I don't care if I hurt your feelings. And I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to be mean. Like, get the fuck on. I'm not interested. And I mean, you know, men for the most part are douchebags anyway. So,
so what you're saying is just go to Walker out the door and then just lock it behind her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Or maybe spend 5 hours on the phone talking about exes. Maybe that too. But like, I've come into this situation.
Or astrology. Just talk about astrology.
There you go. But like, there's been someone that has done an episode on the show with you who is now a good friend of mine. And we had a conversation because her and I, we had gone out a few times and she was like, hey, you know, I really like you. And I would like to, you know, potentially move this in a different direction. It just wasn't there for me. And I think she knew it too. But we had that conversation. And at the end of it, she's like, man, you're like the most honest guy ever. And I was like, well, I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm just trying to be honest with you. And I think sometimes, you know, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And that turns into, well, I can't tell you the truth. I can't tell you how I really feel because I don't want to hurt your feelings. When in reality, fuck your feelings. Like, how I feel is just as important as how you feel. And in that scenario, if that chick is like, you know, being constantly harassed at that point, it sounds like, by a dude that won't go away, the odds are she's
that's either, a whole other level.
Yeah. The odds are she's not giving a strong enough signal to suggest to fuck along, or she hasn't given him one at all because she doesn't know how to, because she's afraid she's going to either insult him or hurt his feelings or whatever.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I got to read a text that I got a while ago, and this will be another part of the mail part. This is somebody I used to work with who started listening to the show, and I hadn't talked to her in a while. And she sent this probably about 6 months ago. Good morning, Chris. Hope you're doing well. I have not not totally gone into the dating scene yet, but I will say I am going back to listen to all of your podcasts. Thank you for taking care of us single women. I listen to your show every morning when I can. And I was like, that's kind of sweet. I don't say right there. It's kind of sweet. You know, most guys are like, yeah, of course you're taking care of all the single women. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to do this. But
hey, somebody's got to take care of them, bro.
Yeah, right. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Anyway, that one made me feel pretty good about stuff too. Like, we get that. Jay and I get those sometimes about the show and stuff. And that's the whole point of the show, right? Is if, you know, when it all started from people and they're crazy to not being the only ones who have the crazy, you know, and understanding each other's stories and hopefully getting through it a little bit easier. That's the whole point. And finding out the duck face and the fish thing is about the same.
But wait, so Mandy, I got to ask, since we talked about the fish earlier, like, I've seen profiles before where chicks are doing that too.
The fish?
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's actually kind of cool.
Look at my trophy fish. Okay. All right.
I think that's kind of cool. Honestly, the fish thing doesn't bother me. Like, I think it's just like, I just see a guy who's like proud and he's like doing something like cool. And like, to me, it doesn't bother me. It's just more of the other scenario where it's like, you're trying to look like you're surrounded.
That one is crazy. Like, surrounded by a bunch of women. Or a woman surrounded by a bunch of men, I guess.
Yeah, that's just too obvious. Like, you're trying too hard, and like, it. That's a perfect picture for like your Instagram or Facebook. Sure. Like, then it's because it's not a dating scenario where you're trying to attract, but you're also trying to project like this image. Like, you got to pick one or the other, one side or the other. Can't do the image and the ego when you're trying to attract women.
So
it's just the wrong setting.
Have you guys seen this? This is one that drives me the craziest with profiles that I used to see. Is every picture is a group picture, like everyone. And by the end of it, I'm going, who the fuck is the one that you're swiping on? Like,
bro, sometimes it's like the same two people in the same every.
Yeah.
Same.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And you're going, there's only one name. So I can't say it's a fucking like package D. deal or anything.
Like a couple.
Or maybe, an open couple. Maybe that's the sell.
Yeah, they're not talking shit about polyamorous or anything. There's just like there's like four women, and then there's like three women, and there's like four women, and like what? It's like, where's Waldo? It's the same. Like, are they? What do I do here? Jesus, that's what drives me nuts.
I've seen that before. Yourself.
You're looking. You're like, man, I hope she's the most attractive one.
Or you're like, it's probably not. Hope. Yeah. Or you're like, or she's probably, it's probably not, but she's got some hot
I
friends.
Hope that for you all. Right?
Like, if this doesn't work out, will she set me up with Sally, who's standing to the right?
Yeah.
Can I be a recommendation on fucking Bumble for your
leopard
friend?
Print heels over there.
Yeah.
Jesus. That is annoying. Oh, man. That's so funny. And it wastes about a good 15 minutes of going back and forth and like trying to figure out which is the one. Yeah.
There's your open, right? Hey, which one are you?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Well, that like I thought about that recently. Like, that's just the most annoying thing on the planet. That's almost worse than the people who don't smile. You got to guess if they have teeth or not.
that's unfortunate because some of them usually actually have beautiful teeth and like they just choose not to smile. It's so weird.
100%. So that's like there's other male, but that's the main male I wanted to get to. Now, any dating stories anybody want to share? We're both looking at you.
I'm still on IR. Like, I'm still on IR.
I don't disappoint. I've got some stories.
Hang on, let me grab my drink.
Okay. I mean, Mike, go for it. Like, take the lead if you want to take the lead on this one.
I got nothing, Mandy. I got nothing.
He went off the apps a little while ago. He decided to toss in the apps and so for a bit.
All right. Well, so this wasn't from dating apps. This was actually last weekend where I was having an after party for my friend Missy. It was her birthday. And beforehand, I got a call from this guy that I have like a crush on. And he's in the friend group. And it's a pretty big friend group that we have over here. But he hooked up with my friend. So to me, I'm like, oh, that's off limits. He's really cute. He's from Chicago, like totally cute and super tall, like the whole thing, beard, all the things. And like, he's hyper masculine too. Like, it's crazy, the ego on this man. But anyway, I don't have his number, but I do have his Instagram. And I get a call from like a Chicago number Saturday morning as I'm like about to bake a cake. And it's him. And I'm like, he's like, oh, his name's Mike, by the way.
Not me, bro. Not me. I don't have that big of an ego.
Well, it was funny because he was like, oh, this is Mike. And I'm like, Mike who? I'm like, I actually did say Mike who. And he was just started laughing. And I was like, no, I just know a lot of Mike, like not in that way. But so it ended up being him. And he and his personal trainer buddy, like, were, they partied all night. And they're like, oh, we want to, like, cruise over and, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, like, that's fine. I'm just, like, baking or whatever. And usually they're here to, like, hang out with my roommate. But my roommate wasn't home. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. So they come over. They're helping me bake the cake. And Mike starts, like, oh, I shouldn't have said his name. That's okay. I just won't tell certain people to listen to this episode.
Different Mike, yeah. Mike's been the only male name we've used in this episode, by the way.
True. It's very true.
That's true. That's so true. It's a popular name. Well, so my friend who hooked up with this guy told me that he doesn't have, like, the biggest, you know what?
Oh, and shrinky.
Yeah. She and because tall guys, like, it's like a thing. Like, they usually are come packing. Like, and I'm like, and I was telling my friend, I'm like, well, look at their hands. Like, literally, hands will tell you size. Like, it's like worked for me like 97% of the time. Like it's usually like just the accuracy is just
Mike
like
and I are crazy. Going.
Yeah. Like, what am I? If I were a dude, I'd have a little one.
No. But here it is.
So I don't know how the subject came about, but it came about while we're baking a cake. And Mike was just floored. And I was like, well, bro, look at your hands. And he was just like looking at his hands. And then his buddy's hands were like huge, like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, well, Todd, you're definitely at least 8 inches. I'm like, Mike, you're definitely a 6 probably over there. Like, got so upset. And because of this, he started just coming after me more and more. Like, it was just like white on rice. And I'm like, no, bro. And I was like friend zoning him left and right. I'm like, no, you hooked up with my friend. No. And he was just like still just going at it. And I'm like, okay, no. So finally, like, he got so like amped up about size, like he was obsessing about it in his head. And Todd was just like, dude, I've never seen you like this. Like, she's in your head now, or something like that. I was like, no, I'm not, Todd. No, I'm not. And so Mike is just like having a whole thing, and he's like trying to just like prove it to me left and right. I was like, bro, you could just drop your pants right now. You could just see it. Like, or just go in the bathroom, go pull up porn, and then like come back out and show us. So, and then my other roommate gets home, and my roommate's bi. So he definitely is into boys and girls, but mostly boys. And so he has a crush on this guy, Mike, too. So my roommate comes home at the perfect time, totally like whips it out. I was like, and then, but my roommate missed it. My roommate was just like so pissed. He's like, wait, what? He's like, that just happened right now. I was like, oh, in my kitchen right here. And I'm just like at the bar stool, like eating my breakfast, like just having this whole show unfold in my kitchen. And then Tyler got so mad, and I was like, all right, how about this? Like, if I'm like, Todd, you're actually next. You're supposed to be showing like your size to prove like if the hand thing is correct. And Todd's just like, oh no. I don't know about that. I'm like, Todd, your hands are huge. Like, what do you have to like possibly be self-conscious about? Like, you're fine, bro. And he's just like, No. And I was like, all right, how about this? All three of you at the same time. So nobody's put on the spot. Okay. I will just sit right here with my cereal and you guys just go for it. We'll see if it's true. So my roommate Tyler did it. And Todd chickened out. So funny.
This week on OnlyFans.
He didn't chicken out. He didn't want to make everybody else feel bad, Mandy.
Yeah.
I guess so. I like to think that.
He has good manners. Good job, Todd. You have good manners.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy Todd, not the guy Mike, but the guy Todd.
Oh my God.
Mike,
oh,
bad manners.
Man.
Also, Mike, yeah. they make stuff for that.
Oh no.
For his ego, not his little penis.
Yeah. I think either way the answer is yes on that one. Oh my goodness. That sounds like so a fun good. Party at your house there, sis.
Oh. And it was I gotta tell you, Mandy, party.
I appreciate not being invited to that party. I don't know if you noticed, but I updated that my name in this show today is now the best Mike.
The bigger Mike.
Oh, I should change it to the bigger Mike.
There you go.
I can compete with 6.
The bigger Mike.
That's hilarious.
So funny. Oh, man. I just don't know where I come up with this, but it just seems to unfold. And my roommate's so happy because he gets to see Dick. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... You know, you talk about coming home from a long night at work and what are you hoping to see? Well, he got his wish.
Oh, no. A long night of partying. That man just parties. He's a millionaire. He doesn't have to work. He has businesses, but yeah, he's good fine. Yeah.
As always, this was fun.
This was a great time. I'm glad I was asked back.
Oh, you're always you're never not invited. You're always invited, and glad we found the best mic. Actually, that's
me too. Thank God.
That man needs a crown.
Thank you for being along for the ride on the Swipe Wrong podcast. The show is produced by Jay Pelham. You want to reach out to us? We want to hear your story. 317-426-6616. Make sure to text, leave a voicemail. We'll get back to you. Shoot us an email at swipewrongpod@gmail.com. We are on Facebook, Insta, Twitter, YouTube. We are definitely out there. I am the host of the show. My name is Chaos. And please make sure to take a listen to us next week, because the saga, it continues.